Welcome to Concord Matters, a show seeking for concord, agreement in Christian confession. Concord mattered to Jesus and Paul, and so it does to us also. Spend these next 60 minutes as we talk matters of concord.
Concord Matters, a program produced by the Christ-Centered Leader in Confessional Broadcasting, Worldwide KFUO, online at KFUO.org.
And welcome to Concord Matters, the show where we seek to be of one mind. That is the mind of Christ. And to help us do that, we have our cohort of Christ-confessing Concordians here today. We have layman Peter Slayton, Pastor Peter Ill, and myself, Pastor Sean Smith. And the Peters are coming to you from live in the studio there in St. Louis.
Yay.
Whereas I am in southern Illinois in my parish office. So just celebrating coming back from the Christmas break. And over the Christmas break, my wife and I had a
new baby.
Yeah, son, Johann Paul.
And, thanks be to God.
Brought into the family of God, indeed.
Amen.
This past Sunday. So anyway, this is great to be back on KFUO discussing the Lutheran Confession of the Faith. As we continue to make our way through the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, where it's kind of a bit awkward here to pick up after our break. We spent, the last month and a half or so before the Christmas break, working our way through this article, Article 24 of the Mass. And then we have a couple weeks off for the celebration of Christ's Mass, right? And we talked about some of that before. And now we're coming back into this. This is kind of, we've made the point before the break, really where the rubber hits the road. So our Lutheran Confession of Faith centers around justification, Christ for you, right? And this is one of those big articles in the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, as we've talked about, because this is where the rubber hits the road for justification lived out in the life of the church. And there was definitely disagreements here, especially on how we viewed the nature of what is the Mass? What is it we do when we gather together? What's the help me out, guys, here,
the purpose,
the direction of worship. We definitely talked about how it's Christ to, or God to us through Christ, right, and his gifts there in the church. And that's not necessarily always understood, especially in American Christianity, but definitely broadly in the earth these days. Certainly this is playing out on that. And so that's just a very brief, poor catching up of what we covered for a month and a half beforehand. Brothers, go ahead and save the show, because I'm rusty and not getting back into it here. I'm sleep deprived. And go ahead and save it and get us caught up.
As we're getting into the show, I think it's a good time to mention that we are a live call-in show. And so you can give us a call here at 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727, or you can send an email to kfuo@kfuo.org, and on social media all over the place, like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, we are at KFUO Radio.
Thank you for that. That's not even rustiness. I never remember to do that. So,
right.
So thanks for sharing that.
That's okay.
We've started a New Year's resolution where we want more callers to call in and ask questions. And that requires us to actually say the phone number.
So, it does.
So we're just trying to fulfill our New Year's resolutions, right?
Pretty much.
Good job.
Well,
good
as
job.
part of summarizing, I mean, one of the things I wanted to mention is this article. As we've said, this is another long, long article in the Apology. I haven't looked at the pages if it's quite as long as the article on justification. I don't know if it's possible to be longer than that one. But I think it's important to note this is one of those areas where we as humans, we always, because of our sin, our sinful nature, our concupiscence, as we have talked about before, our tendency to sin, that thing that's very built into us, it's just part of us. Built into us is probably a heretical way to talk about it, but you know what I mean. But the whole point is we always turn everything towards ourselves. We bend it back towards us. And so here we have taken this wonderful gift, the Lord's Supper, by which God comes to us and tells us in no uncertain terms, you are forgiven. This is freely from me to you. Your conscience can be comforted. You can have sure and certain knowledge that your sins are forgiven for Christ's sake. And we take that and say, hold on, I want to make it about me. And so that's what the adversaries have done, is they've turned it into an act, an offering. In their case, they're taking the word sacrifice and turning it into something we do for God. And so if we're talking about summarizing, that's why we're spending so much time on this, is because the very central portion of our divine service, like the culmination of our Sunday worship, is the Lord's Supper, and that very culmination has been taken and turned into the exact opposite of what God actually intended it to be. And so we as Lutherans say, wait a minute, you're taking away the very essence of Christ when you make these changes. We have a lot to say about that, and we don't want to let you do that.
Our Lord Jesus Christ gave us the gift of the Lord's Supper, and so we receive the gift from him. It's not ours to give back to him, and so we receive this gift, and we recognize it as a gift that we get, not a gift that we give. And that's where that challenge can come from, and that temptation to want to make it about something that I do for God. And deep down, every Christian wants to figure out how everything that we do can be our gift to, well, anybody and everything. But we have a chance here to say, oh, this is fabulous. Our Lord Jesus Christ has taken on flesh and blood. He took that flesh and blood, true God and true man, to the cross. He suffered. He died. His body was broken. His blood was shed. And his broken body and his shed blood is given to Christians to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sins, for life, and for salvation. And it comes to us, and we rejoice in that gift.
I completely agree. Excellent job there, guys. And I want to add this one point to it as well, that sometimes I think we get caught up in this kind of tedium of the length of the things, especially in the apology of the Augsburg Confession.